Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1821, John F. Corcoran et al.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, proposing four units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.98 acres more or less, lying southwest of Lotus Lane, a private road, 950 feet south of Route 24 and being east of Love Creek. On this application, the applicant submitted an exhibit booklet on March 29th. It is a three-ring binder. It includes a listing of the project team, a copy of the application form, a copy of the proposed site plan, a copy of the deed to the property, a copy of the survey of the property, DelDOT support facilities report dated August 12 of 2008, which references that traffic impact study was not recommended, that the existing level of service E of Route 24 will not change as a result of this application. Included a copy of a site evaluation for septic areas prepared by Michael Stallings of DCG Environmental Services Incorporated, a series of maps and aerial photographs of the site and surrounding area, and a copy of a rendering of the proposed of a proposed coastal designed house to be built on the site. We also received comments from County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and they were received on April 6th of 2010 and referenced that the site is located in the Gosley Creek planning area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Area study will be required, that when the county does provide central sewer service, the on-site system must be abandoned and a direct connection to the central system is mandatory, and that a concept plan is not required. We also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and they were received on April 7 of 2010 in reference that the site contains three soil types, that the developer will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that a storm flood hazard area could be affected, that no tax ditches are affected, that it is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, and that it is very likely that on-site drainage improvements will be required. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Fuquay, and I will say once again, if there's anyone here with an interest in this application, if you're not able to see from where you are, feel free to come up and take a look. All right, sir, go ahead, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay, attorney here in Georgetown. I represent the applicants. The applicants are the four property owners, and with me tonight are three of those property owners, John Corcoran, Steve Inskip, and Tom Kovaleski. As Mr. Lang stated, there was a small exhibit book submitted, and basically this is a conditional use application to permit four single-family units under a condominium form of ownership on my client's property. The parcel itself contains 3.98 acres. It's located just off of the east side of Route 24 near the Love Creek Bridge. It has frontage on Love Creek. It has approximately 327 feet of frontage on Lotus Lane, which is the access road to the property. Lotus Lane connects with some internal roads and then has an entrance onto Route 24. And the property depth is about 727 feet. The owners purchased the property with the goal of having this application approved so that each owner would basically have a vacation home for their family use on the property. The site currently has one existing residence with a shed and a garage. There is a driveway which runs along the length of the parcel on the right side of the parcel that goes back to an existing dock on Love Creek. And also there's a man-made lagoon with a boat ramp located along Love Creek, which from the aerial photos appears to have been dug in the 1960s. Approximately a third of the parcel, or 1.16 acres, have been delineated as Section 404 non-title wetlands. And they're, of course, located on the rear of the property, the closest portion of the property to Love Creek. The proposed plan of development would be to preserve and renovate the existing home, which basically would be Unit 1, and to construct three two-story dwellings for a total of four units on the property. And as shown on the site plan that I believe you have before you, there'd be a new entrance constructed to the site from Lotus Lane. The old driveway that's currently there would be abandoned. The driveway, of course, would be constructed, providing access to each of the four units. There'd be a pathway system connecting the units to one another, as well as connecting the units to the driveway, which, again, would go back to that dock. There's planned amenities, which would be a small bathhouse and a swimming pool and a small gazebo area for gathering or cookouts, things of that nature. Buffers will remain between the non-title wetland areas and all proposed improvements. Water would be provided by an on-site private well. Sewer would be from an on-site septic system. The sewer site evaluation was performed by Michael Stallings of DCG Environmental Services. The location of the disposal areas are shown on the left front portion of the property. Mr. Lank mentioned that the comments were received from the county engineering office. That does indicate that the site is in the Gosley Neck or Gosley Creek planning area of the county sewer system. The system design assumption for this parcel, according to the county engineer's office, is four units. The county engineer's office understands that an on-site system is proposed. And again, we understand that when the county sewer service is available, the on-site system would have to be abandoned, and this property would have to connect to the county sewer system. DelDOT did not require a traffic impact study, and the DelDOT support facilities report that was submitted by DelDOT indicated very minimum traffic impact, basically 12 vehicles per hour during the peak hour of use. So it's a very minimal impact. The site is located in the Cape Henlopen School District. Fire service is provided nearby on Route 24, which, unless it's changed, I believe it's the joint Rehoboth-Lewis Volunteer Fire Department facility. As was just mentioned in the prior hearing, the BB Hospital campus is located nearby on Route 24, and retail shopping and stores are located nearby in Peddler's Village to the west of the site, and then, of course, on Route 1 to the east of the site. The land is zoned AR1. The proposed four units would result in a gross density of approximately one unit per acre. If you subtracted the non-title wetlands from the site, the net density without the wetlands would still be about 1.4 units per acre. Under the state strategies plan, the non-wetland area of this site is indicated to be in both the level 3 and 4 designations, although I would disagree with that as being somewhat arbitrary. All of the non-wetland areas, I believe, should be probably in the level 3 area, which is the predominant level of all the surrounding site here. The property is in the environmentally sensitive developing area under the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which, as you know, is a designated growth area, and as has already been stated, is in the county sewer planning area. We believe that this request is consistent with the area, which I would describe as a fairly dense residential type development area. In the immediate area of this site, on the east side of the Love Creek Bridge, There are individual lots located along both sides of Route 24. On the north side of Route 24, which would be across 24 from this site, there's two fairly large residential developments, which are Hart's Landing and Briarwood Estates. On the south side of Route 24, near this site, is Bookhammer Estates. There are several other single-family lots that are located along Love Creek. And then immediately adjacent to our parcel is the Love Creek Mobile Home Park. From what I could decipher, was created in either the late 60s or the early 70s. It's a relatively high-density residential use. It contains approximately 150 manufactured home leased lots. The park contains about 35 acres, so it has an effective density of approximately 4.2 units per acre. Our proposal of 1 unit per acre obviously is much less than the adjacent density. Our proposed improvements of the existing residence and the construction of the three new cottage-type homes would have no adverse impact on the values or uses of nearby properties, and most likely would probably have a positive impact on nearby property values. Stormwater design would be, of course, in compliance with the Sussex Soil Conservation requirements. Because of the location, there would be no quantity limitations. It would just have to be designed for quality. It's anticipated would be some type of a swale system using best management practices. In summary, the conditional use application proposes four families utilizing this waterfront four-acre parcel in what we believe is a responsible and imaginative design. It provides use and enjoyment to the owners. It has no negative environmental or traffic impact, and it has no negative impact on the uses or values of neighbors. I do have some proposed conditions and findings of facts, which I'd like to submit. And for the benefit of anyone present, the conditions basically limit the use to four units, require compliance with DLDOT entrance requirements, provide that the on-site well would have to be approved and in compliance with DENREC requirements, provides that stormwater management would have to be in compliance with state and county regulations, provides that the sewer system would have to be approved by DENREC and in compliance with regulations, would require the applicant to submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan, would limit construction to what is the hours you normally provide, that is 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, would provide that maintenance of all landscaping, lawn areas, driveways, recreational amenities shall be the responsibility of a condominium association, and best management practices would be utilized to minimize any environmental impacts. Permits one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet, would require compliance with the addressing requirements of Sussex County, and finally would provide that final site plan review would be subject to approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. So I will submit the findings of facts and the proposed conditions to Mr. Lank to hand down to you, and that would conclude our presentation other than any questions you may.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Fuqua, the access to this property is via the Lotus Lane?
Correct.
And what impact would the construction of this property have upon Lotus Lane?
Are you referring to the construction or to the actual final?
Just, are you going to get some construction equipment back there?
Well, obviously.
I had enough trouble with my car.
I believe Lotus Lane's 20 foot wide from what I could tell. Obviously, it's an old road, and obviously to do construction, there's going to have to be materials, and the construction phase obviously is as it is anywhere.
Because as I look upon it, there probably hasn't been a whole lot of construction equipment that's been on that road in terms of, you know, dump trucks or anything like that that could have an impact on, the substance of the road. So I don't know if there's any plans for or who even maintains that private lane.
I'm not sure about that. I would state that not just out of the kindness of my client's heart, but also out of their legal obligations, that it might be appropriate to have a condition that the maintenance or any repairs to that road caused by construction equipment or vehicles would be my client's responsibility to correct.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Burton?
Similarly on the road, because I, too, had trouble finding it, the existing driveway goes away? Is that what I
heard? The existing driveway, the property itself right now, the existing house is located here, and there's a drive.
The little lane.
When I was there, it's right here. Right. When you get to the property line, it comes in. That would go away. There'd be a new entrance created that it's probably about 7,500 feet, maybe further down that road, and then that would be the entrance that would come back to the three new units and also comes over to this unit and then would go to that access way that gets down to the dock.
Okay, so the dock road would then stay. It'd just be the...
The dock road would stay, yeah, although it's really, I'm not sure if you would call it a road, but it's a...
Okay, but the existing house is going to get a new driveway.
Yes.
And the septic for all three of the units and the house would be located away from them? It would be located in this corner?
The septic area is located here in the front corner. And basically, as I said, the soil and site evaluation has been done. That has been submitted to Denrec, to Denrec for feasibility report. Basically, the scientist did it, so it complies with everything.
And that would only be for 1, 2, and 3, and then the existing drain field would stay for the house?
No, I think it's anticipated it would be for all four. It would be designed as, in effect, a combined system for all four units until such time as county sewer is available.
Okay, and the well works, there would be one well?
Again, yes, I think it would be one well, a new well as far as I know, or at least a redesigned well.
And that would feed all three?
Yes.
Or four?
Yeah, the sewer and the water would all be part of the condominium regime.
Okay. No further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Fuqua. The bathhouse, will there be sanitary facilities in that?
I think it's intended to have a bathroom there. Again, it's obviously a very small four-unit development, so there's nothing...
So there'll be a different septic area assigned for that?
No, if that's there, that would be combined with this. Although, with the proximity to the units, I don't know if it would be. I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I don't know if it would be necessary, really.
Mr. Smith, I'm quite certain there'll be a facility there. The only thing in question is the size of the bowl.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I guess if we had the engineer here, he could have told us. Thank you.
No questions.
Mr. Ross. Mr. Lang.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counsel.
No questions. Thanks.
All right then.
Mr. Chairman, I have one. Right.
Oh, we have a follow-up.
Just for clarification, these would be four separate buildings?
That's correct. These are four individual separate buildings, but they'll be in a condominium form of ownership.
Correct. So but I meant we're talking about four separate structures.
Right. They're detached, four detached structures. There's
okay.
I stress a concept, a picture of the type of units in there, which I would describe as a cottage-type looking home, and that's what's anticipated.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sir. We'll see if there's anyone with an interest in your application. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1821, John F. Corcoran et al.? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1821? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you.